USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the clock is running out on curbing skyrocketing inflation. He didn't rule out more interest rate hikes as inflation runs at its highest level in more than 40 years. Powell adding the Fed's ongoing goal is to slow down growth without crashing the economy. AAA says the 4th of July holiday weekend will be one of the busiest times at airports all year. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg addresses ongoing concerns from travelers over reaching their destinations with delays and cancellations soaring.
There are going to be challenges, but we're watching it closely and we're talking to the airlines every day about their responsibility to make sure that they can accommodate any issues that weather or other curveballs might throw at them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
The Supreme Court is ruling that states can prosecute non-tribal members who commit crimes on Native American reservations. Wednesday's ruling stems from an Oklahoma man convicted of child neglect who tried to argue that only the federal government has the power to prosecute someone who's not Native American for crimes against Native Americans in Indian country. The court disagreed. President Biden is announcing an increased military presence in Europe.
Because of Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine, President Biden announced Wednesday the creation of a permanent headquarters for U.S. forces stationed in Poland, as well as new deployment of troops and weapons to Europe. The number of U.S. troops deployed in Europe soared to 100,000 in the wake of Russia's invasion in February, with 10,500 members stationed in Poland.
Lance Pry reporting from our West Coast USA Radio newsroom. The Dow lost 82 points on Wednesday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
New York Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul is running for a second term. She's rallying supporters around abortion rights in reaction to a landmark Supreme Court ruling. The governor is set to face Republican challenger Congressman Lee Zeldin after he won Tuesday's Republican primary. He joins Fox News and is no fan of the governor's strategy.
If you ask New Yorkers, what's your top issue? They're talking about the economy and they're talking about crime and public safety far more than they're talking about what Kathy Hochul wants them to be talking about.
A growing wildfire in Northern California is still uncontained, with at least 700 firefighters battling the fire through ground and air efforts to stop the spread. Some folks in Nevada County are keeping close watch but waiting it out for now as it creeps closer to their property.
We're not worried, but obviously nothing's worth staying, so if it gets too bad, we'll go.
The Rice Fire sparked on Tuesday afternoon in California's Nevada County, about 75 miles northeast of Sacramento. The Federal Trade Commission is suing Walmart. Officials with the FTC say the store has allowed scam artists access to its money transfer services. They allege that's resulted in fraud that has cost consumers tens of millions of dollars everywhere. More news can always be found by following us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.